This is Morning Show. Here are your hosts, Kyle and Kenny.
Hey, good morning, Kenny.
Oh, what's today?
Hey, today is Saturday.
Oh, that was weird.
Mm-hmm. It is Saturday, May 14th, 2016, Kenny. This show, it just doesn't ever end up on schedule, so it doesn't even matter when I tell you that we're live. But right now, actually, we are live, and
let's just say we like to give our listeners three episodes a week. Morning episodes.
That's right.
That you should have in your feeds by about 10:30 a.m.
Because the whole point of all of this is that we're live right now over at goodstuff.fm/live. Live to tape, nearly no editing, although we did talk about the magic of editing this morning. And we're here saying hello to you, and you can join in on the chat room over at goodstuff.fm/live and say hello. You can also text us over, Kenny here, and leave a message if you'd like, and also leave a text message at 949-342-6578. And I've got an update for you. First, however, I need an update from you as to how you are feeling.
You ask me every day how I'm feeling, and I do appreciate, Kyle. I appreciate that you ask me every day, but it's usually the same. I'm usually feeling exactly the same. A little bit of gas.
A little bit of...
Always.
What?
Always a little bit of gas.
Okay, I didn't... That's not what I heard, but that's okay.
Gas? Little bit of gas? I have to pronounce every single syllable in my word?
Little bit of gas.
Allergies are still there.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm.
I don't think they're leaving anytime soon.
Good morning. It's Saturday morning here on the morning show on NPR. Kenny, how are you feeling? Because I need to ask again in my very calm... this isn't a calm voice. This is more like a... I'm slowly being suffocated from the inside voice.
Do you want to really know how I'm feeling?
Yes,
I'm feeling
actually,
a little bit anxious. Ooh, and stressed out. A
little bit of Monica.
Because sitting in front of me is Stonewall Kitchen's maple bacon onion jam. And all I can think of is your reaction to it from last time.
Yeah! Let's get that bacon jam in your face right now, Kenny. Let's go do it.
No, we have to wait till the end of the episode, Kyle. Oh,
darn it.
So sorry.
Yeah.
I don't have any utensils in here, though.
That's
I think I will have to just go, like, pinky in.
You lap it up. No, well.
Oh. Actually, you know what? Like a cat out of a water dish.
Oh. That's exactly what I did with mine. So I'm thoroughly looking forward to that, Kenny. Let's move on quickly to today's headlines of the stuff that happened on Friday.
These are today's headlines.
Just like a cat.
Just like a cat. Leaked internal Facebook documents show staffers have a hand in deciding what gets onto the influential trending news section.
Oh boy.
The company could. Yes, but the company could clear up much of the controversy surrounding bias allegations by releasing people who have selected trending stories from their non-disclosure agreements. So Facebook's trying to maybe kill this before it gets two out of hand.
Sure.
The CEO, Mark Zuckerberg, responded to the allegations in a statement on Thursday evening, saying, "We have found no evidence that this report is true. If we find anything against our principles, you have my commitment that we will take additional steps to address it." Wow. That's pretty good, I guess. He also says in the coming weeks, he'll be inviting leading conservative and people from across the political spectrum to talk with him about the issue. He says, "I want to have a direct conversation about what Facebook stands for and how we can be sure our platform stays as open as possible." Now, I think he's in saying these things, he's blowing it a little bit out of proportion.
Agreed.
It's really just a matter of why not just show what's really trending?
Yes.
Is it that hard?
Strangely enough, this is the first time people are getting mad that something is not an algorithm.
Right.
All the feels.
Oh, well, I say just flip the switch. Just make it an algorithm. Mm-hmm. Just let the computer take care of it and just stop putting your hand in it. And just tell us that people have paid you money to put their trending story up on onto that section.
That's right. Get your gosh darn
rub your chili fingers. Yeah.
Out of my political views, Facebook.
Moving on, Kyle. Apple, after I guess taking tons of hits in the market this week, they're investing $1 billion in, oh boy, this word, Didi Chixing, China's largest ride hailing app, formerly called Didi Kiaidi. I don't know these words. Kiaidi? Choosing?
Maybe.
Anyway, I'll say choosing.
Okay.
Anyway, so this company is often described in the U.S. media as Uber's Chinese rival, but it already dominates the market by far. The company claims it has fulfilled 1 billion rides last year and holds 87% of the country's private ride-hailing market. In an interview with Reuters, Apple CEO Tim Cook says, "We are making the investment for a number of strategic reasons, including a chance to learn more about certain segments of the Chinese market. Mm. Of course, we believe it delivers a strong return for our invested capital as well." Sure. Didi Choosing, right? That's what I said.
That's what you said you would say. So say it.
Okay. Well, they told Reuters that this is its single largest round of funding so far. It claims that it wants to currently compete more than... Complete?
Yeah. It says complete more than...
My gosh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sorry, my vision went blind. It wants to do more than 11 million rides a day and have over 14 million drivers on its platform. The company's other major investors include Tencent and Alibaba, two of China's largest internet companies, and SoftBank.
That's
now,
right.
Now, Alibaba, they're in the news for a whole other reason.
Yeah.
They suck. Maybe, shots fired.
Maybe I didn't read that story. That's not a headline I would expect to see.
Well, I just heard that they got some sort of thing about, I forget.
It's all gone. Boy.
It's out of my brain. I listened to a lot of the news as I was driving. So,
well. That's
it.
Okay.
So out of the car, it's gone.
Yeah,
it's out of my brain.
That's
so anyway, bad. Moving on, Kyle. All Amazon introduces $20 Dash-like buttons for Internet of Things, and they sell out in a day. Now, Amazon Dash buttons, they're supposed to make shopping easier, but Amazon's newest Dash button isn't for ordering things. It's for accessing the Internet of Things. The Amazon Web Service Internet of Things button is in the same form factor as the Dash, but serves as a physical button to connect with digital services instead. I think this is something that customers have been asking for about 2 years.
Yeah.
Ever since the button was released.
That's right. Something that would tie into like IFT or, you know, one of those things. Please. Right.
You can just put a button somewhere on your wall and just connect it.
Or on my person.
Flam.
But right on my person.
On a person? Yep. Is that what you said?
Yep. No, on me. I wouldn't push another person's buttons unless they really made me mad.
Don't push my buttons.
Won't push your buttons.
Kyle, the description on the button says, the button can be used as a remote control for Netflix, a switch for your Philips Hue light bulb. That's a separate line. A check-in or check-out service device for Airbnb guests, or a way to order your favorite pizza for delivery.
Yeah,
that's the one.
Okay.
However, it isn't quite as easy as the setup to a standard Dash button. You'll need to configure the Internet of Things button with the Amazon Web Service frameworks, which, while free to use, isn't exactly user friendly. But this may be the first step in a line of smarter buttons built on Amazon's frameworks. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, I hope so too, because what's great about the way that Amazon has released some things in the past with their APIs and whatnot is like Alexa, right? Oh, I'm sorry. Amazon Echo. The Echo you can tie into.
Hey, Siri.
Okay, Google. Should we move on to the next story?
Yes.
Bleep.
Apple.
Yes.
Back in the headlines, Apple confirms music deletion glitch. Says fixes incoming in future iTunes update. You and I tried Apple Music last year, and I don't know if you ran into this problem, but I think I may have actually.
Mm-hmm.
Apple today or yesterday confirmed reports of an issue that causes music from personal collections to be deleted, telling The Loop, which is an online publication, it only affects a small number of users, and a fix is incoming in an iTunes update next week. This is a formal statement from Apple. In an extremely small number of cases, users have reported that music files saved on their computer were removed without their permission. We're taking those reports seriously, as we know how important music is to our customers, and our teams are focused on identifying the cause. We have not been able to reproduce this issue, however. We're releasing an update to iTunes early next week, which includes additional safeguards. If a user experiences this issue, they should contact Apple Care. I wouldn't say this is a glitch. Do you think this is a glitch?
Reportedly.
I think this is on purpose.
Reportedly, the customer service representative talking to the person who had this issue said that this was by design. The design was to go into your computer, delete everything, and then replace it with the potentially higher bitrate version.
Or if it's not on their, if it's not in their library, they download your file and then just make it available to stream rather than having the physical file
correct
on your drive.
Yeah.
That's what's irking people here. And it would irk me too, because you are then taking control of all of my music or even not even music, sound files. I'm a sound designer. I don't use just music on my computer. I have tons of audio files that are used for a multitude of purpose.
Ooh.
And I also would be just livid if this was happening to my... And that's why I'm not using Apple Music.
Yes. Yes, I agree.
I'm not going to take that chance.
Well, the thing is, so full disclosure here, I use Google Play Music. And what I like about Google Play Music is that it is one way. It is simply an uploader. And then all of my music listening happens through the web interface.
But you have to... You make the decision to upload it to their servers,
that
correct?
Is correct, yes.
That's the difference there. That's the big...
Let's see. Do I have one for that?
Maybe?
Hi, Mom.
No.
I did a karate chop, by the way.
Ah.
I did the sound.
Ha!
Surprise.
So, I just wanted to say, I think maybe this year's WWDC... introduce a new version of iTunes that is not iTunes, not current iTunes.
Okay.
Because the current iTunes is such a mishmash of previous designs, and it's not cohesive whatsoever. Apple Music looks like garbage. Just make it Finder for Music. That's it. That's all you got to do. Just make a Finder for Music. Don't try to do anything fancy. I don't care about the Windows users. They can go use Windows Music still. I don't care. Windows Media 9.
Wow.
Whatever. I don't care.
Mm-hmm. Winamp.
Winamp. There you... Perfect. Winamp, just get Apple needs to invest in Winamp.
Real
to
player.
Just say, take this Windows application off our hands.
Llama.
Yeah. Wow. That's pretty good.
You remember the llama?
I do remember llama.
Como se llama. Kenny.
All right. Yeah, that's those are your headlines, Kyle.
Thank you.
Oh, man. Como se llama.
Today's episode of Morning Show Kenny is brought to you by our friends over at FeedPress. Of course, as always. Now, I do have another donut. Should I eat the donut during this?
Whoa, or
should
I? You have another donut?
Yeah,
this from yesterday or is this from the last week?
No, it was from the last time I bought donuts, which was the same time that we recorded Wednesday's show, I think.
So it's just gross.
It's old donut.
Old donut.
Old nut. They call me old nut. Kenny, FeedPress is RSS feed analytics and podcast hosting. In a simple, intuitive, and unified dashboard, FeedPress features powerful subscriber and podcast download tracking, if you need that. Integrated newsletters, if you need that. Automated publishing to popular social networks if you want to just, you know, lean back and relax. Let them take care of that automated publishing for you. And it also has a slick, slick drag-and-drop podcast hosting interface. That's just about everything you need to get that feed submitted to iTunes. Just about it. You just got to put that content together. They'll take care of the rest, just like yes. And let's face it, stop right now. You've probably thought about moving your feed from FeedBurner. Get it the heck out of there. Weren't they down for a little bit, FeedBurner? They just said,
Yeah, the fire went out.
Yeah. We don't know what happened. We had to restart it, and it's just smoldering now. You want to get out of there. Trust me. FeedPress offers automatic migration, so you can make the transition from that their service with ease. Answer a few simple questions, and the rest is taken care of. That's right. Your feed and subscriber data will be transitioned into your brand new FeedPress account, leaving you free to focus on making terrible shows like this one. FeedPress offers responsive and available 7-day-a-week email help. That was a very long-winded way of saying they have support 7 days a week. It's fine. Don't worry about it. FeedPress. they're FeedPress. Yeah. Hello.
Oh, hold on. Breaking news. Breaking FeedPress news.
Baby.
Good morning. Effective today, we have increased free podcast hosting storage from 250 megabytes to 400 megabytes. Rolls over monthly.
That's right. I'm doing one ding for every megabyte.
Oh, no, you can't do that.
You sure?
I'm not sure.
My hand might cramp here in just a second, but...
You haven't been counting, have you?
No.
I'm not counting either. All right. So as many beeps as that was, dings, I mean, not beeps, but dings, just multiply that by a little more and then you have 400.
Woohoo!
Wasn't me.
Mm-hmm. Here's what you're going to want to do to help support the show. And it shows FeedPress that you love us with your whole heart. Feed.press/morningshow. Type it into your browser of choice. I won't judge if you're on Edge. It's fine. Today, you'll sign up and try it for 14 days.
Will.
What?
I'll judge if you're on Edge.
No. No, we don't.
You know, I want to try Opera. Is there anyone out there use Opera?
Maybe.
It's got some good features.
Okay, good. Kenny, use the promo code MORNINGSHOW during checkout. You'll get 10% off your first year. A huge thanks to FeedPress for their support of this terrible ad read. Kenny, when was the first highway built in the United States of America?
The year.
Yes.
Can you give me a location?
I can give you a location.
Okay, let's try that.
Missouri. Garco.
Missouri.
1939.
That is incorrect.
Darn.
You want to guess again, or should I just tell you the fact?
No, guess me. I'm going to guess again.
Okay.
But give me another clue.
Dwight D. Eisenhower.
Oh, Eisenhower was president, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was then clearly after the war in the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
54.
No, that is incorrect. 1956, June 20. No,
said that. That was close.
The June 29th, 1956 was actually when Dwight D. Eisenhower's system of interstate and defense highways was dated. And that's where President Eisenhower signed the Federal Aid Highway Act of 1956. Come on.
Oh, sorry. I should have known when the Federal Highway Aid Act was signed into... sign.
You should know this, Kenny. On August 2nd, 1956, Missouri became the first state to to award a contract with the new interstate construction funding. So there you go. And that's when construction started.
Well, then it wasn't built.
Well, it only took...
When did it open?
It took 3 days to build the highway.
Okay. Kyle, do you know that there's a whole month between June and August? Right there. June 29th to August 2nd. That's 34 days.
Okay. Well, I've got another fact for you.
Okay, let's skip the math.
Kenny, can you eat the skin of camembert?
I've never seen a camembert. Is it like a grizzly bear?
Camembert. No, it's not. It's more white, like a polar bear, but it's a camembert.
I had to blow my nose.
Okay. Have you eaten any camembert?
Yes, I have had camembert.
Do you like camembert? What if you put camembert in a camel back and
I don't think you could. I don't think that would work. I think you'd get stopped up.
No. It's a soft cheese.
Kyle, you can't. No. I have always wanted to have one of those camelback contraptions and put like soda. Soda would be good. Or beer.
Oh, I'm thinking about it.
What?
Or like Jello? Can you put Jello in a camelback? Like what's the most solid thing you could put in there before it just completely ruins the backpack? Maybe camembert.
Probably.
Sir, do you have a family of ferrets in your house? No, they're all dead. Oh, okay, good. Just move along.
Maybe.
That doesn't work. Okay. It doesn't work as well as you think it does.
Okay. Perfect. Well, yes, Kenny. Yeah,
the throat.
Let's bring this all back. You can eat the skin of a camembert, which I would refer to probably as the rind, because skin of a camembert sounds like, you know, you're going to line your floor with a furry animal.
No, what it sounds like is... The camembert has been sitting out for enough time that there's now a film.
Like a pudding skin.
Yeah.
They call me pudding skin.
That sounds awful.
Ugh.
Who likes pudding skin, by the way? I'm sure it tastes fine. I'm sure it tastes good.
You do. But
just looking at it makes me want to throw up. There you go.
Yeah.
Perfect. I set you up for that one.
Kenny,
maybe not the bird.
Mm-mm. Well, you can eat it. You eat it. Kenny, do cats have opposable thumbs? I surmise.
No.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
No.
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 Some cats, Kenny, are what's called polydactyl. They've got mitten paws.
Mitten paws.
Mitten pausing.
Okay.
Pausing.
Mm-hmm. So it looks like they've got a thumb kind of like on the side of the paw, kind of like a panda. Have you seen a panda hand? And I'm not talking about Sandoval.
Yes, yes, Kyle. Okay. I know what you're talking about.
Okay. They can strip the bamboo. So now my cat eats bamboo.
Just continue with this so I know what it's like to have opposable thumbs for cats.
What do you mean?
This can lead to a cat that appears to have opposable thumbs. Some cats have learned to manipulate the extra digits like a human thumb.
What?
That doesn't mean that they have opposable thumbs. It just looks like they do.
No.
It says appears to have opposable thumbs. It doesn't actually have it.
No, they say they learn to manipulate the extra digit like a human thumb, which basically means when you tell it a good joke,
yee-haw!
It gives you a thumbs up. And I'm a cat.
I don't think, maybe not even small cats, maybe like not house cats, but like mountain lions.
Yeah.
They can like, instead of pouncing on you and ripping your throat with their teeth, they just choke you with their opposable thumb, with their mitten paw.
They just like put it.
They lift you up in the air like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Kind of like by the neck, you're saying? Like,
yeah.
Wait, when does Arnold Schwarzenegger lift a guy by the neck?
In Terminator.
What's that?
When he's naked and he's like, give me your claws.
Them to me. I definitely have not seen that one.
Mm-mm. He lifts the guy up.
Oh,
game over, man. That guy.
OMG.
The dude from Tornado. Really? Twister.
From Tornado. Hold on. You mix Bill. Like aliens and tornado and
what's his name? Bill.
Why are we still talking about thumbs?
Game over, man. Paxton. Bill Paxton.
Yeah. Nice work. Okay. Nice. Hold on. Work. Hold on.
I'm gonna Bill Paxton. Terminator. Like this. Okay, we're gonna go ahead and get this clip and we're gonna watch it live. Mm. Here you go, Kyle.
Okay.
It's just labeled The Terminator.
Wonderful.
It actually has 46 dislikes. What? Come on, guys. Who dislikes a YouTube video? This has cursing in it, I think.
Oh, good. Then we're not gonna play it. Why would you send that to me?
Well, then I'll just give you the time where he chokes the dude.
Oh boy.
Death.
Find it. I don't think it's even in here. I don't even think it's in here.
Maybe you're right. Maybe he doesn't choke him.
Oh my gosh. This is awful.
Psych. You know, I'm remembering a different time.
You know what I want to choke, Kenny?
Me?
A national. True. That is absolutely.
I obey.
Absolutely true. But what we can do is celebrate a national day.
And what is it?
Today's national day, Kenny, is Happy Buttermilk Biscuit Day. Here's
how
you make
it. How this relates to it.
I just chose a thing. It's fine.
Makes
you
yodel.
You whisk some flour, baking powder, salt, and baking soda together in a large bowl. You cut butter into the flour mixture with a pastry blender. Do you know what a pastry blender is?
It's a blender for pastries.
Yeah. What if you blended, like, you blend a fruit and then a pastry comes out? That's what I want.
Oh my gosh. That would be amazing.
That would be amazing.
Wait, hold on. That's Kyle, I think you just invented the future. You put some fruit in a blender and out comes a pastry with fruit in it? Like you pour it out?
Yeah, yes. It's like a pastry.
It's like the best kind of replicator ever.
Yes, but it only makes pastries. The future is bright.
Pastries.
Yes. Can't wait for the future, Kenny.
But buttermilk biscuit.
Yes.
I like that you interrupted yourself in the middle of the recipe here. And if people were listening and they're trying to follow along really quickly, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden you started talking about a pastry blender and they never were able to finish their buttermilk biscuit.
So,
say that five times fast.
No, absolutely not.
Buttermilk biscuit.
Buttermilk biscuit. Buttermilk biscuit. Buttermilk biscuit. Buttermilk biscuit. Buttermilk biscuit. Buttermilk biscuit. Buttermilk biscuit.
I'm sure we can make a remix of this and use it as a beat.
Buttermilk biscuit. Yum. I'm so happy. Kenny, but.
We didn't even get to the rest of the facts.
You know that song is over 2 minutes long.
So we talked about the pastry blender for at least half of that.
Yeah. In the UK, Kenny, the word biscuit actually refers to a cookie.
Well, yeah, we call them cookies there.
Yes.
Over in the UK, they call them biscuits.
Bisquick.
I kind of like that.
What?
That they're called biscuits.
I hate that.
What?
Yeah, I hate
and
it.
And crisps are chips.
But what do they call biscuits?
Because chips are fries.
What do they call biscuits?
I think they have to label them as buttermilk biscuits. Like what actually makes up the biscuit? Because you might say chocolate chip biscuit or buttermilk biscuit.
I don't like that.
I don't know. I don't live over there. I'm going there for a week.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll let you know. Please.
I'll study.
Yes. Okay. All right. Good. Did you know that in the South of the United States, I believe, mustard is your favorite condiment on a biscuit?
Okay.
The end.
Mustard, huh?
Mustard. You mustard try it.
Now, I always eat biscuits with gravy. Okay. That sounds weird.
No.
But biscuits and gravy is a common...
That's the thing. It's a thing.
Right. But I don't think I've had, like, just a straight-up biscuit in a long time.
We need to, you need to, then.
I need to follow the buttermilk biscuit recipe that you it's were perfect. Talking about earlier.
That's right.
But I'm going to get stuck at the fruit pastry blender and go, wait a second, this is supposed to work.
I was trying to make it. That is not that.
Okay, so I looked up so on Yahoo Answers question in Britain, if a cookie is a biscuit, what's a biscuit called?
Okay,
there's an update.
Okay,
magic. Now I'm confused. The fluffy things we put butter and margarine on to go with breakfast are also biscuits.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody said some people seem to be misunderstanding the question. Yes, it depends on where you're from. In the U.S., we have cookies. Cookies are sweet and delicious, and blah 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 blah. We also have biscuits, which are blah blah blah. The U.K. calls our cookies biscuits, whereas here biscuits are obviously very very different things. Mm-hmm. Cookies are not a type of biscuit here. Cookies are sweet. From reading, it seems that the British scone is similar to a U.S. biscuit, but it's still not the same thing.
Right.
So maybe they just don't have buttermilk biscuits in the UK.
Gosh.
So they don't have a way to say that's a biscuit, but that's also a biscuit. They just have the one biscuit and it's actually cookies.
That makes sense, I guess.
That was, reported sad. 8 years ago.
Thank you, Yahoo Answers.
My goodness.
Mm-hmm.
How old is the internet?
At least 3 years old.
Okay, three.
Mm-hmm. Kenny, do you know the difference between biscuits and rolls? Maybe they have rolls in the UK.
Biscuits and rolls?
Yeah. Like Rolls Royce.
Rolls are bread.
That is true. Now, what makes them bread?
They have to rise.
That's right. And they rise, Kenny, using yeast.
Yeast.
Yeah. Yeast.
Yeah.
You got north and you've got yeast. Biscuits.
No. No. Mm-hmm. You couldn't even say west. You have to say north and then you just then east. That's it. Uh-huh. You only have two directions
to go.
That's
right. That's
up and
right.
That way.
Up and what? Mm-hmm. Kenny, we're gonna read some I just did it. You do it. We're going to read some popular and trending stories from the internet and decide whether they should be upvoted or downvoted. And we're going to start with this one because I was inspired by a tweet that you put out yesterday.
Yesterday.
Yesterdiggle. Mm-hmm. This is a point of view ride on the tallest, fastest, longest dive roller coaster. Are you ready to watch this?
Hold on. I got to find the video. Here, yeah. I'm ready to... Okay, oh, so, it's at Cedar Point?
That's right. So we're paused.
We got to go, Kyle. We got to go.
Hold on. We're paused right here. Are you ready? Ready for this? I'm going to go full screen. You go full screen, too.
Okay.
I'm going to go... Ready to start it?
Yeah, you count down.
3, 2, 1.
Okay, so full screen.
The gates are opening.
Okay.
We're here at Cedar Point. I can
Cedar
see
Point, in Ohio
in the distance another roller coaster, which appears to be one that you hang on.
It's an inverted coaster. Yeah,
okay, so right. This one we're on one that's red right now.
And this is more of a dark orange.
I'm already dizzy.
Okay, so the incline we're going up at about a 50 degree angle here. And that's pretty steep.
Pretty
maybe
steep,
even more.
Yeah.
Maybe 60 degrees here. Now I don't know if I've said on the show before, but I am a huge roller coaster nerd.
That's right.
I love roller coasters a lot.
Now,
the tweet that Kyle's referring to is I made a purchase of Roller Coaster Tycoon 3 yesterday. The game's been out for I think like 12 years, but I decided to put it on my computer finally.
Here we go.
Okay. I got some block breaks here.
It slowed us down a little bit.
Now looking over the lake, and we're about to drop. And here's the drop.
Oh.
Whoa. It just hangs you out there for a little bit.
It's what? No.
There you go. Straight down. Okay. Here we go. And we're going back up. Oh, it's a loop.
It's straight into a loop.
Okay.
We're twisting
around.
That's
actually more of an Immelmann. Okay.
Cool.
All right. And then we go up to a block break section.
Okay.
Perfect. That was nice and smooth.
Whoa, look at the one in the distance. That goes straight down.
That's Top Thrill Dragster. That's a 420-foot tall roller coaster.
No.
Does it drop? Okay, we're going back down again. Oh, here we go. Another Elwin.
Hey, we're turning around. Go. Okay. Whoa.
There we go. Okay. Oh, we're doing a zero-G roll.
Yeah.
That must feel awesome. Okay, we're doing a little...
Bunny Hill?
Mm-hmm. Bunny Hill thing. Okay, cool. And then we're doing another one. Okay, and this one brings us into the blocks.
And that's it.
Okay, into the brake section, and then back into the station.
All right.
That's a tiny station, though, I gotta say.
Yeah, so what do you think? Do you like that one?
That looks amazing.
We gonna upvote it?
Yeah, and I don't know if you clicked on the link over here, but Kyle, the new roller coaster in Ohio will break 6 world records.
What?
So it is the tallest dive coaster.
Mm-hmm.
A dive coaster, I don't know really, I don't know if I'm going to be able to correctly define it, but the way I can explain it is it's one or two rows of, you know, up to maybe 10, I think, people wide. And you sit in a, you know, you sit in a seat with the shoulder restraints, and it dive coasters tend to have the steepest drops. That's like their draw.
Gotcha.
So anyway, okay. This is the tallest one at 223 feet. It's the fastest dive coaster at 75 miles an hour. It's the longest dive coaster at 3,415 feet. Okay. It has the most inversions on a dive coaster at 3.
Mm-hmm.
It is the longest drop on a dive coaster at 214 feet. It's the highest inversion on a dive coaster at 165 feet. So that first one is just huge.
Wow.
And then Cedar Point is also breaking some records here. It has the most roller coasters taller than 200 feet at one amusement park, which they have 5. The most rides at one amusement park, which is at 72.
Wow. 72 rides?
Yes. The most steel roller coaster track at one amusement park. They have a total of 9.9 miles of steel roller coaster track.
Wow.
And then the most roller coaster track at one amusement park, total with the steel and the wood, at 11.4 miles.
Sounds about right.
So if you were to ride all of them, you would travel 11.4 miles. I don't know how far you'd travel if you rode all 72 rides in a day, but I think you'd be dead.
You'd be, plus you'd probably be in line longer than that, like 55 miles of line, 11 miles of track. Yeah.
So well,
I think we should also make this today's record of the day.
Yes, quite a few records actually.
Yeah, a huge. There's huge another amount of records.
What's this?
What's what?
There's another first person view of. A roller coaster.
Yeah,
I'll play. This is from last year.
I'll play it. So it's going up. It's going up farther, and then it starts to drop.
This is a all right. Okay. That is a long drop.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In the tunnel.
Before we move on from this story, I just want to read the tags. To this article.
Okay.
Amusement parks. Falling and dying.
What?
Having a great time.
Oh, boy.
Holy smokes.
Holy cow.
No, holy smokes.
Holy cow.
Now, here's my favorite. I don't think I could do it, not without being sedated first anyways. So they misspelled a tag word there.
I don't think
I hope
either.
Everybody's hands were up. POV, records, rides, roller coaster, scary, tall, that looks terrifying, and whee!
Oh.
I don't think they know how tags work.
Nope. Here's another thing that we need to talk about real quick.
Okay.
A 4-minute video of Matthew McConaughey making weird noises.
Okay, I was about to watch this yesterday, and I didn't watch it.
Here we go.
Glad I didn't, because now we have to listen to it.
That is correct. Now
we're
going
to listen to all. We're going to listen to all 4 minutes.
No, we are not. We will just we'll play part of it, and then move on.
Oh, hey. Hey. You know what? Ha! 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 Oh! Ha! Let's go! Ha! Ha! Ha!
All right. So if you can take any more of that, that'll be in the show notes. What do you think? Upvote or downvote? This is just a super cut of
you know what?
Matthew McConaughey sounds.
I gotta upvote this because I'm surprised how much his guttural, you know, just reaction sounds sound a lot like mine.
Yeah, I'm gonna. This basically sounds like they took clips from this show and put it over the top of a Matthew McConaughey movie. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Whoa, mm-hmm. We just said the same thing, Kyle.
Matthew Morning Show.
Okay. Matthew Morning Show. Mm-hmm.
Title.
Kenny, here is an uniquely ethereal underwater concert performed by musicians in individual glass tanks.
Uniquely.
Uniquely. And uniquely. What do you think about that?
No.
Okay.
I don't think they know how phonetics work.
Okay, good. I completely agree. So these are a couple of Danish musicians with a band called Between Music, and they've created something called Aquasonic. It's people playing instruments and singing entirely underwater.
Okay.
What do you think?
This is kind of cool. What are they using again?
So they're using basically handmade instruments and just some weird, I don't know, like they're cranking things. They're in a tank. They're like touching things. And they're also singing underwater.
Okay.
But they're all in sync, and there's a guy playing a violin. What? It's kind of freaky watching this, too.
Okay.
Because they've got to come up for air every now and then.
It's weird. This weird modulating key.
Yeah.
When it's totally like in harmony and working in key, that's awesome. When it starts fluctuating like that a little bit, that's when it gets kind of a little scary. Like yeah. You're watching a scary movie.
Creepy.
Yeah, like you're watching a human centipede underwater.
No. 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 No.
That's great.
I hate that so much. Well, Kenny, speaking of me, what do you think? Upvote or downvote?
Upvote. I liked the sound of that.
Me too. I'd like that a whole lot. That'll be in the show notes. Goodstuff.fm/morningshow. And one more music thing here for us. Upvote, downvote, perfect. Kenny. A curious Alaskan moose plays a jaunty little tune with her moose nose. And I will play that video for you right now. This is sort of we go from people, humans in water tanks, in separate water tanks, synchronizing their beats to make music to a moose playing music.
This is really tough to listen to without watching it. Now,
you want me to play the one where the moose is making the music? I was just I thought I would just make some music here with these chimes I have in studio.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So do you like you? Thank you, Lori.
No, I'm
going to
download this one. That's not jaunty at all.
Come on, really?
That's not a jaunty little tune.
It's so proggy.
Proggy.
Mm-hmm. Do you like it? You don't like
it. No, I just said downvote.
Okay, all right. Downvote. I like it. I'm going to give this the same amount of love that I gave the underwater people.
Okay.
There we go. So, I don't know what to do now, but I guess I'll just move on anyway.
I think that's absolutely horrible. I don't... Shame on whoever put that out. Shame.
So here's some shame, Kenny. I don't have a record of the day because we talked about the tallest, fastest, longest dive roller coaster ever.
Yeah, that was our record.
That needs to be the record of the week because that was just a whole lot of fun.
You know, I agree, Kyle. But I will say, I don't know. You don't really like roller coasters so much as I do.
So much as you do?
Mm. Yeah, you heard me.
What? You?
Yeah!
Wow, that's loud. I do like roller coasters. I like
Kyle. Hold on. I'm gonna tell you a story.
Who on a record of the day?
Wow.
Yeah. Well, we went to Six Flags Magic Mountain.
Wait. I've got one for this somewhere. Let's see. Let's try this maybe. Okay, go ahead.
All right. So we went to Six Flags Magic Mountain.
Okay.
Get those syllables in there.
Right.
And we went on Goliath.
Ah.
Which is a 255-foot roller coaster. Lap restraint only. No loops, but just fast. 85 miles an hour. Drop is about 76 degrees down, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I'm remembering all of this from back in the day. I used to study a lot. But anyway, don't fact check me, please. But Kyle, we went on it and you turned a certain shade of green.
Ah, yes. Thank you, Incubus.
And you were so unhappy that we made you go on that ride.
Because it ruined the rest of the day. Kenny, come on.
No, it did not ruin the rest. That's one of my favorite roller coasters
ever. It totally
ever.
Ruined the rest of the day.
Kyle.
Because I couldn't ride anything else or else I would barf on everyone.
Yeah, that would have been a lot of fun, too.
That's true.
Not for me, but for everyone else. But actually, maybe if I didn't get thrown up on, I would have had a good time.
Right.
We got to go back. We got to go back to Magic Mountain.
Yeah, I'm ready to try it again. I mean, really, I'm ready.
Maybe you've worked it out of your system. Maybe you can handle it a little better. And then once we test the limits there, then we can go to Cedar Point and ride all 72 rides.
No. I don't
they
want
only have,
any of
I think
that.
They're at 18 roller coasters, if I'm not mistaken.
Right? Oh, goodness.
Let's look up Cedar Point really quick. Is this still going? Okay. Oh, 17 roller coasters. Yeah, so they currently have 17 roller coasters.
Ah.
And that dive roller coaster opened on May 7th. So it's only been open for a little bit.
A couple days.
A lot of their roller coasters have opened in May. That's weird.
Well,
it's May 23rd, May 24th, May 15th, May 11th, June 11th, May 6th, May 26th, May 11th again, May 13th, May 7th. Wow.
So
I'm going to send you the screenshot.
What you're saying is we need to go.
Yes. Wow, that's really cool.
Well, okay. Let's do it then. You know where else?
What I'm doing right now, Kyle, is I'm stalling. I'm stalling before we have to.
Okay, good. All right. You know where else we should go, Kenny? Come on, here it comes. In a second, because I paused it, and now we're going back. And then there's, you know, some stuff.
I'm with my crew, and we gonna show y'all what we be snacking on.
Yeah, okay. I'm so excited.
It's time for Kyle and Kenny to shove something disgusting in their faces.
Yes,
welcome
it is.
To Food Friday.
It's actually Saturday, Harold, but that's okay. Hey, hi. Kenny.
Yeah.
What did you just send me? What is this?
What is.
Oh, the coaster dates. For some reason, I thought this was like your email, like when you opened your email.
Back in 2002, 1979, 1978.
Right, yeah. Sometimes you get those emails that are from 1964, and you're like, shruggy face? I don't know how this happened.
Shruggy face? Eh?
Mm-hmm.
Eh? Shruggy face?
You all, Kenny, what do you have to eat?
I'm writing shruggy face.
Okay.
Okay, Kyle. You've eaten this before, but currently I have Stonewall Kitchens. They are the creators of specialty foods. Maple Bacon Onion Jam.
Maple Bacon Onion Jam.
Maple Bacon Onion Jam.
That's right. This was actually
enjoyed by the 10th of May, 2017.
Thank goodness.
So I'm going to go grab a spoon.
Okay. I've got in my grubby chili fingers a... here. Since we do this. Okay. I've got a donut. Now, this is a sweet curry donut. It's from a Japanese market. The same place that I got the chocolate donut. But I figure this is a couple days old. It's still nice and soft. And I'm going to eat it here in front of, well, it's just me.
Okay, back.
Hi. I was telling the listeners I've got a curry donut, and this one is a sweet one. I also have a spicy one, donut,
sweet curry.
So I'm gonna take it. That's right. I'm gonna take a bite. You take a bite of yours.
Wait.
Three.
There we go.
Yeah. And then I'm going to.
Oh my god. Oh, did I just step into like the worst locker room ever?
Oh. I'm just thinking about how that
okay, psych. It's not actually that bad.
Oh my goodness.
It smells pretty good.
looking at it, I'm like looking down the barrel of a gun here. And it's full of jam.
Oh. Ooey gooey.
All right, I'm gonna take a little of the spoon here and the tip here. Okay. All right, are you ready to eat?
Oh, wait, this donut is filled with something.
is it maple bacon in your jam? Okay, here, I'm going to eat it. Hey, it's pretty good.
Are you kidding me? How much of it tastes like? Did you eat a whole spoonful? What did you do?
No,
tell me. Walk me through
the tip of the spoon.
Excuse me.
The tip of the spoon.
Tip of the spoon to you, sir.
You know what it tastes like? It tastes like.
I'm not gonna keep eating it. This donut.
But it's
tastes
not bad.
Putrid.
Harold, this is pretty good.
Well, thank you, Harold.
I hope Harold sent this because he likes it.
Yes, that is why.
Okay, that's good actually. It's got to be on the right. Harold, you got to tell me what I'm supposed to like put it on.
It says on the side of the jar.
I haven't even read it.
No, please do.
Okay. Okay. With layers of robust flavor, this artfully crafted and savory combination of spices, sweet brown sugar, apples, shallots, and bits of real bacon. There you go. Mm-hmm. It's got apples and bacon.
Yeah.
It's a versatile pantry essential, perfect for making quick appetizers, sauces, or enjoying with cheese.
So wait. Well, Kenny, speaking of enjoying with cheese, like camembert probably, Burger King is putting a spa inside of one of their Finland locations.
All right. I also have another thing here.
Okay, tell me. Because you this totally derailed me anyway.
Mm.
Oh, wait, what?
Did you want me to eat the astronaut ice cream?
Not today. That's for next time.
Oh, I thought already ate it.
What? Yeah, I know I did. You want to? Don't eat those on the same day. Don't eat those on the same day. No. Save that for next week.
Well, it labels on here ready to eat. So okay. I was just ready to eat.
No, don't do it. Don't. I know you're ready.
Right,
I know you're ready. Just be ready. Just feel the feeling in your heart can be ready, but you will not put it in your mouth.
No, simply knowing that I can withstand the barrage of flavors from the maple bacon onion jam way better than you can.
Wow.
I mean, that's just, it's a lot like our roller coaster backgrounds here.
very good.
Like, I'm totally fine with... Oh, hold on a second. Something's brewing.
Oh. Excuse me?
I think the volcano is about to erupt.
No. Are you serious?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Speaking of volcanoes, Kenny, the spa that opened up in Burger King's Helsinki location includes a 15-seat sauna.
Well, that's huge.
48-inch TV and media lounge, complete with a 55-inch TV and PlayStation 4 and a shower room, all inside of this Burger King location.
Wow.
There is an image of this here.
Let's go ahead and click on that image.
That's
awesome. Burger King towels.
I don't know what to make of this. I know in Finland they love their saunas, but why would this be in a fast food location?
I think Burger King's trying to... I'm gonna take
another bite of my donut.
Okay. What was inside of it? Do you know?
No, this one is actually hollow. So I just bit in. Oh my gosh, I'm spitting everywhere. I just bit into the spicy one.
Anyway, I was going to say, I think Burger King's trying to get people to just spend more time inside the restaurant.
Mm.
Which, I don't know, just put their butts in the seats, or I guess put their butts in the sauna. But I don't know what that would achieve. For a fast food location, because in a fast food place, you kind of want people to just go in, grab the food, and leave.
Before,
like, really as quickly good. As possible. They just want a steady stream of people. That's the goal, I imagine.
Come on, don't say steady stream right now. That's probably the worst thing you could say.
Sorry, I'll say it. Steady steam.
Mm-hmm. That's it. The sauna.
Mm-hmm. That's dyslexia.
Yep. Kenny, a few days ago. Well, okay. So, are you going to go to Finland on your trip? No?
No, I'm only going to London.
It's close enough.
The biscuit trip.
That's right. Kenny, a few days ago, Budweiser announced that they would be renaming their beer, I guess, in their company, to America.
Yeah, I heard about this.
You saw that? Okay. So, they will be temporarily doing this during the summer as a part of their campaign, whose slogan is America is in your hands, reportedly. So they're trying to do this right now. I have nothing else to add other than I guess we're drinking America this summer.
Oh, I don't drink Budweiser.
No.
No, I don't. Mm-mm.
Well, speaking of America...
Wait, hold on. Does that mean that Bud Lights are going to be America Lights?
No, it would just be Amera Light.
Am Light?
Yeah, Am Light.
I could get behind that.
Okay.
Now, I will say technically Budweiser is a type of beer. And Budweiser, the company, just used the name of the type of beer as their name for their company. Budweiser is a type of beer. Are you getting this, Kyle?
A Weiss beer, right.
Mm-hmm. So changing their name or changing the brand name then allows for you to, I guess, say America, a Budweiser.
Oh, I hate this. I hate where this is going so much.
I don't know.
Very, very much. Speaking of regretting decisions, Budweiser, Serena Williams eats dog food and instantly regrets it.
Like the rest of...
That's right.
The
That's
rest
right.
of people.
Apparently, the gourmet food that Serena Williams, the tennis player, tennis star, ordered off a hotel room service menu for dogs looked good enough for her to eat. So this top... ranked tennis player sampled it and later got incredibly sick. Now, this whole thing was documented on her Snapchat, and I want to play a little bit of this for you because the way that Serena Williams Snapchats is, I don't think, in line with Chris's Snapchat 101 course on Gumroad. So here you go. Here's a taste of that.
Oh my.
Okay, so the best thing about Snap is I don't have to hear anybody hating or just like trolling. Because I think this is something you definitely want to hate or troll on. So they have this menu for my dog, right? Because Chip left his food. Can you imagine? Chip is 3 years old and he's been traveling for 3 years.
So each of these breaks in the audio of that background noise.
Oh my gosh.
Is a different story. Or
she
is it different?
She doesn't know what she's doing.
A different post on Snapchat.
Just record in a YouTube.
She doesn't like the comments. So here we go. Here's more.
This is food at home. He doesn't pack food. So this hotel has a doggy menu.
Did she say donkey menu or doggy menu?
It's a donkey menu.
Yes, it is. So at the top, this menu says doggy menu. And it's got soup, first course, second course. It has courses on this doggy menu. I don't know where she's saying, but it is very, very ritzy for dogs. Not crackers, but like, uh-huh. You know, nice.
Get to the point of this, Kyle, because...
And on the doggy menu, it has soup, all this other good stuff. Like, look at that.
Oh, hey, we need to go send her an invoice at .fm. Mm.
So yesterday he had the beef with chicken and vegetables. And I promise you, I was like, that looks so good. It was like fresh, like greens and boiled chicken and beef. And it was seared. It was seared like tenderly. And it was just perfection. And I was like, that looks like the best food. Looks better than my food, right? Okay, so that's I'm telling sad. You there's a story to this. So today I'm like, I might want to taste his food. So I order him the salmon and rice because I thought I eat salmon. So I order the salmon rice. Before you judge me, look at it.
So she shows a view of the salmon. It looks kind of like if you took a can of salmon, which probably costs about what $1.50, and some rice, which would be very cheap as well. And put it into a clear plastic to-go container of some sort and just mishty-mashed it all together.
Salmon and rice. It's kind of all mixed together, right?
That's right. That's right. Thank you, Serena.
Okay. I mean, come on. It looks...
Let me just close this out by saying I thought it was canned dog food. Or, like, the bag of dog food.
Well, okay, so that's what, like, the headline...
Clearly, you're looking at a bowl of dog food and going, that looks good.
That looks kind
of
good.
Taking a big handful of it, and yeah. That's the dog food.
That's the dog food. And, that's the hot dog food.
And then, yes, you would immediately regret that, because that's a decision you would make when you're drunk, I'm sure. You wouldn't make that decision in your right mind.
Mm-hmm.
This is completely different.
Right.
The fact that she was curious about it is completely, completely okay. I would also be almost jealous. I mean, she was jealous of her dog's cuisine.
Sure, yeah. Especially for the price, probably. But now the reason that this didn't go over well is because she had one spoonful and ended up needing to basically number two for the rest of the day. So,
well, she's number one, but she had to number two.
Okay.
Like hot dogs and hamburgers.
That's right, Kenny. Oh, boy.
But Kyle, she recovered in time to beat fellow American Christina McHale 7-6 and 6-1 in the third round on Thursday.
That's right, Kenny. Banana, banana. You can find flow notes for this show right now over at goodstuff.fm. And check out a couple of other great shows that are on there as well. There's a couple new episodes of the Non-Breaking Space show. It's not about space. It's about not breaking it. The At YouTube podcast. I Guess We're Grownups Now. And, of course, Three Guys, Three Questions. Also Dailyish. You know, take a listen just to all of the great shows over on goodstuff.fm. You can send an email up some to maple us. Bacon onion Please jam. Do not. That's... Ay, ay, ay. No, thank you. Send an email, if you'd like to. Trying maybe the maple bacon? Questions, concerns, complaints, general good stuff, Kyle at goodstuff.fm. That's right. You can also follow us on Twitter, goodstufffm, and Morning Show AM, the FM to the AM. Now, we've got an announcement to make here real quick. We will be gone after this next week. So we'll have one more week of shows, and then we'll be off for quite a bit of time. This feller over here is getting married. Ugh. And then we'll be going on a honeymoon over in Finland. So
a honeymoon hiatus.
We wish you well soon. Not yet, but soon.
Don't count your eggs before they've hatched into a basket.
That's right. An eggy in a basket over in the UK. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Biscuits.
Which came first, the biscuit or the chicken? You can also rate this show on iTunes. So we'll be, anyway, we'll be gone for a little bit and then we'll come back eventually. That's how things work. A huge thanks to FeedPress.
Stockpile your episodes.
That's right. Just go back in time and listen to some things about this. Yeah.
Do it. Oh, man. Mm-hmm. Get rid of the hibernate.
I know. Gosh. Goodness gracious. Kenny, let's get the heck out of here. Have a great weekend, everyone. We will see you back on Monday. Goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody. Putting this on my everything.